You need to hire drivers. So it stands to reason that the more leads you get, the better chance you have at hiring the drivers you need. So more leads equals more drivers, right? Is that really the best strategy? Isn't there more to recruiting than just cost per lead? Hi, I'm Ikikima Rudell with Randall Riley, and today we're going to talk about driver lead quality versus quantity. Your recruiting costs could be misleading you. Investing in recruiting channels with a lower CPL will help you get more leads. But if it's not translating into quality hires, does it really matter? That's what I'd like to look at. The numbers we're about to discuss were taken from a real recruiting campaign. But for the sake of this example, we're going to keep the company's name anonymous. It's important to remember that while these numbers are real, your results, your CPL, your CPH, they may vary wildly based on things like type of haul, driver type, home time, location, or industry reputation. The recruiting campaign utilized the following channel mix: Facebook, search as in Google, Yahoo, and Bing, LinkedIn, and careersandgear.com. Of these channels, Facebook provided the most hires in the previous month with 15 total hires. Of the group, Facebook also came in at the second lowest CPL with $18.75. If you look at this number alone, you'll assume that Facebook is the best place to dump more of your recruiting spend because it's producing the most hires and it's doing it at a low cost. But there's more to this equation than just those two numbers. Digging deeper and analyzing the data in the company's ATS in conjunction with Randall Riley's lead attribution tool, we found something interesting. While it's true that Facebook provided the most hires at a fairly low CPL, the cost per approved application attributed to Facebook ballooned to $1,100. We looked at other channels and did some number crunching, and we found that the other channels were actually providing approved applications at a lower cost of $650. With that in mind, we shifted the spend away from Facebook and funneled it into these other channels. Focusing primarily on lower CPL channels could get you more leads, but it's going to cost you more money in the long run when you take into account things like hires and approved application. So resist looking at CPL with tunnel vision and dig deeper by utilizing all the data available to you. Blindly pursuing cheap leads without taking into account all the variables will cost you more money. Move your driver recruiting forward with data and analysis. There are no two fleets with exactly the same needs, but what you do have in common with every other fleet out there is that just like them, you need quality drivers to keep your trucks moving. Drill down and look beyond the surface numbers. Invest your spend in areas that will produce quality drivers at an affordable cost. If you're not sure how to move forward, let us know. The recruiting experts at Randall Riley have years of experience helping people just like you reach their goals. Working together and using the tools available, like our lead attribution tool, you can get the most out of your recruiting dollars and get the drivers you need.
Thanks for checking out today's video. Don't forget to like, share, and if you haven't already, subscribe. Click that notification bell so you know exactly when we post new content. If you need help getting started with your driver recruiting, or you just want to check out that cool lead attribution tool that Ikikima was talking about, you can find a link for that down below, or you can head over to randallriley.com.